Hello students, we are the Sigma Squad. Today it's our first lesson at the University of Alicante, but we are excited to join you to discuss such interesting matters. In this case, we are going to discuss the uses of the verbs make and do, as well as its possible translations and meanings in Spanish. The Sigma Squad is a team of professionals which are interested in translation and interpreting matters in English and Spanish. I am Jorge, and my teammates are David and Hugo, who will talk later in the presentation to explain better the differences between make and do, and some examples to see it more clearly. Here we got the index. First, I will explain what make and do mean exactly, and then we are going to discuss the possible meanings and differences between these two. After that, David will explain how we should translate it to Spanish, and finally Hugo will name some phrasal verbs, expressions, exceptions of the rule, and some common mistakes. What do make and do mean? Well, these verbs on some occasions can mean almost the same, but they really aren't. There are a few differences which we should know to learn when to use these verbs correctly. Each of them, as well, have lots of different meanings, which we also discuss later. The verb make, in its most general meaning, means to create or produce something by shaping, changing, or combining materials, usually referring to a physical object or the consequences of an action, not the action itself. Meanwhile, the verb do, also in its most general and common meaning, means to carry out or perform an action or an activity, usually referring to more general actions or actions we do with some kind of frequency, like in our routine, for example. However, there are lots of other meanings for these two verbs. Other meanings of make include to construct or build, to manufacture, to weave or knit something when we are talking about fashion, to prepare, to cook a meal, to cause an effect, or to force someone into do something. On the other hand, other meanings of do include to fill your time with an action, to create something, to attend a task or work, to progress, which is used in more informal context, to manage with something, to act or behave, or to suffice. Now, David will explain more about these verbs.
Okay, so once we know all the different meanings these two verbs present, let's compare them. The main difference is that make focuses on the result of the action more than in the action itself, and it usually has a physical object as the final result. On the other hand, do has a more general meaning, and it refers to compulsory actions or activities which are frequently repeated. Well, in order to understand the slight difference between these two verbs better, we have now elaborated a table contrasting the two English verbs and their translation in Spanish. So, make usually refers to a physical object, and it focuses on the result of the action, as we have previously explained. Sometimes it can be replaced by other verbs such as construct, build, create, or produce. Do usually refers to actions or activities in general, focusing on the action itself. And it can be replaced by other words such as accomplish, execute, or perpetrate. Their translation is hacer, and the most common meaning is to accomplish. It is a verb which can be transitive or intransitive, and the verb can be replaced by producir, crear, realizar, or elaborar. Okay, so now in terms of the translation make and do have in Spanish, we must say that the general meaning of these words is translated in both cases as hacer, as we can appreciate in the example on the left. And finally, some things we have to take into account when translating are that although make and do have very similar meanings, depending on the context, it may be translated as many of the words said before. In the more general meaning, it's always translated as hacer. And when translating the verb hacer from Spanish to English, we must be aware of the slight differences between make and do, which can also be found very frequently in phrasal verbs and idiomatic expressions.
Hi everyone, my name is Hugo and I will teach you some phrasal verbs with the verb make, like for example, make out, which means to kiss passionately, to make something into something, which means to transform any concept or thing, and lastly, to make something up, which means to invent a story. And now, I'll give you some examples of phrasal verbs with the verb do, such as do away, which means to get rid of something. Other one is do over, which means to do something again from the beginning, like repeat, and do up, which means to tie up or fasten. Now, I'll show you some idiomatic expressions, but with the verb make, that you may not know. These are to make a good living, to make fun of yourself, or to make your blood boil. And now, as you may expect, some examples of idiomatic expressions with the verb do. These are to do your makeup, to do drugs, to do your hair, and to do something on the fly, which means to do something very quickly. However, there's always some exceptions, and we have some of them to tell you. Like, for example, do a job, do nothing, do homework, do your hair, do the dishes, or do the housework. And with the verb make a phone call, make the bed, make a lot of noise, make a mistake, make a comment, or make a decision. Lastly, I'm going to talk about some common mistakes we usually make when we translate from Spanish to English. It is said to make a decision, not to take a decision, to ask a question, not to make a question, to do or take a test, not to make a test, and to take a photo, not to make a photo. Well, our presentation is over. We hope you enjoyed it and you like these cuts as much as we do. And don't forget to scan this QR and to answer the questions. Bye-bye.